After the UN submitted their formal surrender, we were given a week to decide the nature of our servitude. The IRQUON demanded that the decision be made through popular vote. When all the votes were tallied, Earth had chosen not to fight for the IRQUON. We had become a fallow slave world. We were given a month to withdraw all of our people and equipment to Earth. Anyone or anything left off planet would be destroyed after the shield went up. Then the IRQUON broadcast an odd message. All objects of human construction more than 500 years old were to be abandoned. We didn't know what the IRQUON meant until they moved their dreadnoughts into new orbital positions and opened fire on the surface with their fusion weapons. In seconds, large sections of London, Paris, and other European cities were incinerated. At first, we thought they were going to annihilate us after all. And we noticed they were also striking such targets as the Giza pyramids, the Parthenon in Athens, and Stonehenge. Curiously, the United States was almost untouched. The flaming rain lasted 40 hellish hours. It took days after we crawled from our smoldering shelters to realize what the IRQUON had done. Our new masters had targeted every building, monument, or other man-made construction older than 500 years and destroyed it. In those 2 days, we lost most of the history of mankind. In some cases, the IRQUON destroyed places we did not even suspect were significant. From their positions in orbit, the dreadnoughts blew away a kilometer of land in central Iraq, vaporized several targets in the Amazon rainforest, punched a big hole through the Antarctic ice cap to destroy something deep under the surface, and melted a broad swath of the ocean floor in the southeastern Atlantic. Then, just a couple of days later, the shield went up, and our contact with the outside world stopped. The next time I saw the stars was 8 years ago, when I was transferred up here to be the new commander of this starbase.